Welcome in to this week's edition of Film Room Friday in an AFC Championship version. We're going to take a look at the Patriots and the Ravens. And everybody knows that Tom Brady has Brandon Lloyd, Aaron Hernandez at tight end, and Wes Welker at wide receiver. And we know that Rob Gronkowski is not going to be available. Will that impact the Patriots that much? Well, what I saw against the Houston Texans, it should not have that big of an impact because of the emergence of the running backs for the Patriots, and they were the X factor in that ball game for the Patriots offense. Let's jump into the tape, because here on the first play, Stephen Ridley, a nice run. And I'm going to pause it here because the guy coming across in motion here, Huimano Hui or whatever his name is, we're just going to say Hui Man because that's exactly what Bill Belichick calls him, Hui Man. Hui Man does a nice job of blocking on the perimeter, and look at the job that Ridley does. Great effort, great balance, getting down the field. And it wasn't just Ridley in this ball game; it was also Shane Vereen. And he split out away from the formation here, and he gets a one-on-one opportunity against the linebacker and really stresses the Houston Texans linebackers. He split out wide to the right. Now, once he catches the ball, there he is, Shane Vereen. Take a look at the moves that he has, beating the linebacker, Brady James, and end up doing a spin move to the inside on the defensive back. That's a big-time play. Now, Shane Vereen can also run the ball, and this really kind of gets caught here at the beginning. You see how the change of the plays? It's a quick tempo, up-tempo by Tom Brady in the offense, and an excellent run here by Shane Vereen, and this really takes the pressure off of Tom Brady and also allows Tom Brady to have his play action. Now, Stephen Ridley was the big runner in this ball game, and he's the one that scored two touchdowns. Stephen Ridley on this play. Again, and I'm going to pause it again because look at the blocks that he gets on the front side here by Hui Man, the tight end. Watch Hui Man end up collapsing the side of that defense. He blocks a defensive end, J.J. Watt, excellent player, we know that, and also goes up to the second level to the linebacker, clearing the lane for Ridley to get up the field and score. He also gets some nice blocks by his offensive lineman. But Stephen Ridley on his long run, again, this is quick tempo, up tempo here, quick snap, ends up catching the Texans defense off guard, and Ridley ends up having the long run here, and he doesn't score, but it helps the Patriots offense out. And then to close this segment of film room out on the Patriots offense, split out to the right side here, Tom Brady's left, is Shane Vereen. And he's got a one-on-one opportunity against the linebacker, and Tom Brady has all the confidence in the world. And first and foremost, you get this opportunity because it's a blitz. You can see the pressure coming in on Tom Brady, but he's got good protection, stands in the pocket, and there's the one-on-one opportunity to the outside and an outstanding catch by Shane Vereen. Now, here's some numbers for you. In this ball game against the Houston Texans, the combined numbers for Stephen Ridley and Shane Vereen, 22 rushes, 123 yards, and two touchdowns. Now, as receivers, six catches, 96 yards, and two touchdowns receiving as well. So they had 28 touches, 219 yards, and four touchdowns. Well, the Patriots offense only had 457 total yards of offense, and 219 came at the hands of the running backs. Clearly, a big challenge for the Ravens linebacker, Kruger, Suggs, Ellerby, and the great Ray Lewis. Now, the big challenge for the Patriots defense is defending the chunks. And at the bottom of the screen here is Torrey Smith, and he's matched up against Champ Bailey. I don't expect the Patriots to play Torrey Smith and the Ravens defense much like this, like the Broncos did. I think that you're going to end up having a safety possibly over the top. But take a look at the job that Torrey Smith does in getting separation against Champ Bailey. And One way I think that the Ravens could see some of this, and I'm going to pause this here for a minute. I think one way that they can end up getting this look a lot against the Patriots, if Ray Rice has a lot of success running the football and they feel that they have to commit the safety up into the box to help stop Ray Lewis, Torrey Smith could see some of this. But I don't think he's going to see a lot of this because Bill Belichick knows you need to stop the most dangerous weapon on offense. And to me, Torrey Smith is the most dangerous player on the Ravens offense because he gets big chunks of yardage. Now, this play, Torrey Smith is at the top, and he's matched up once again against Champ Bailey. Now, Joe Flacco and Torrey Smith do not connect on this. But if the ball is thrown accurately, this is going to be another touchdown for the Baltimore Ravens easily. Champ Bailey, one of the great cornerbacks in the history of the game, can't even keep up with him. Now here at the top of the screen, once again, Torrey Smith matched up against Champ Bailey. Champ Bailey turns his head back around, and that's hard to do against Torrey Smith. And Torrey Smith comes back, makes the play, scores a touchdown. Two touchdowns in the ball game. Well, the Ravens get chunks also differently than just Torrey Smith. Anquan Boldin at the top of the screen does a very nice job of running the route, and an accurate throw there by Joe Flacco. Another way the Ravens can get chunks and yardage. And at the end of the game, this play shocked me. This is when the Ravens were down by 7. And I'm going to pause this here because there is Jacoby Jones at the top. There's a safety right over the top. The safety has to play the deepest defender. He has no business turning his hips to the inside right there. This should have been an easy interception for the Denver Broncos safety. But see how he's backpedaling right there? No way. You never backpedal in that situation. It goes right over his head, and it's a score for Jacoby Jones. Can't believe it. I was shocked when I saw it on the television. And to me, though, the real key in this game is Bill Belichick is taking away Torrey Smith's big play ability, and Anquan Boldin is more of a possession receiver. Now, if Bill Belichick ends up putting one guy on Torrey Smith, this is the biggest challenge that Aqib Talib is going to face all year long. And Bill Belichick traded for him, and we're going to see if that will pay dividends in this AFC title game. But to me, I believe that the Patriots just have too much for the Ravens.